5 days. If a person has a shayla that's not so serious and he thinks he knows what to do, is he still supposed to ask das teira? Most people, I don't mean to insult anybody, but most people, on the simplest shaylas, they do what they want. They don't do what they objectively think is right. It takes years and years and years to learn how to fight in the gear and think what is the right thing to do. The reason why he needs a das teira is not because it's too big of a shayla for him to paskin. People just do what they want, and they'll justify it. And all the justifications will be manifesting their negias, and they'll always arrive at the conclusion that was fully inconsistent with their personal attainments. And they'll tell you, I got it once the other way, but I mean, you'll figure it out. There's very, very few people. It's a big avodah, it's a big art to be misalik your negias. No matter what your negi is, it doesn't make a difference because I don't do what I want, I do what's right. It's a very hard thing to do, and even the people are doing work on it for years, you can catch them. It's lucky. It's a very, very big avodah. And the king of this avodah in our times was Reb Chatzko from Ponovich. And his policy, he used to be Rachik El Tzeach. He used to figure out what he wants and do the opposite, which is a little shvet, because just because he wants it doesn't mean it's wrong. But like says, he held Lochuf is Yitzhoy Odef. So he's figuring out what he wants to do, just the opposite, because it becomes right just because it's not what he wants, just to teach himself Lochuf is Yitzhoy. But even if you don't go that far, even if you're not going to want to think objectively, to be objective and not subjective, when you have a personal interest, it just cannot not shaykh without a felt of avoid on it. So that's why a person has a small shaykh, he's got to ask either das teira or his chavah that doesn't have a big negiya and doesn't have the natiya just to please him. You know, very often you ask a chavah, he tries to figure out exactly what you want, just say what you want. And I was told something recently that I'm being very thrown about. I was told from Rabbi Eisenberger that he said over that Rabbi Yisrei said that 9 out of people who ask me an Eitzah are just asking for Haskama, they're not asking me for Eitzah. 1 out of 10 are asking me Taka what I think. That's not the scary part, that I knew. But the second half he says, and when they just ask me for Haskama, they ask me to ask him. Like, he doesn't even tell them they're wrong. He just plays along. And if he does it, I assume many of the Eitzah will do that. So when you come at me and say, I spoke over this ungodly heels like me, it don't mean a thing. You're from the 9 out of 10. Called the Polish, we were Polish. And it made the godless did it just to be masking. To go beat you up and tell you, no, that's not to say, that's only if it's a real Aveira, but if it's not like that, Rabbi Yisrael telling you, ich bin masking. Divas kum vas koma, ich bin masking. Which is a little bit of a frightening thing. And that's the Chayyar Megala on what everybody's doing. There are times that there's no real right and wrong. Should I take a trip to my cousin's wedding, or do I don't have to go fly out of town for my first cousin's wedding? You know, there's no real right and wrong. That's not going to tell you what you feel. You feel that as cowardice, you don't feel that as cowardice, you do, you don't, you know. Maybe in the middle tayr it could be a chesh, but let's see, it's been as manam. You know, the unquestioned that there's no really right and wrong, it's a lot telling you on what you feel. So then, Ravadi, you just give that scum. But there is usually a right and wrong, and, you know, one thing I can tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, and remember this, it takes much more simas leiv to hear an eitzah than to give an eitzah. Because you come there biased, knowing, you know, with a leaning one way and an interest one way. To give the eitzah is baby talk. That's the easy part. Because you don't have the gear, so why should you see a car? It's to be able to hear the eitzah. No, that's not what he told you. Listen carefully. Don't push him around to say the other side. Don't start swinging out, eating other facts and to sway him your way. Just hear what the rabbi is saying. That's a big avodah. So that's why a person should ask a shayla in all circumstances.